stop Kandavasiela or Kandava Street. Daugavpils has been a trade city since the late 19th century. It had several marketplaces. Today, Daugavpils Market is the biggest in Latgale. Due to the beneficial location of Daugavpils, the market is a popular shopping place not only for local inhabitants, but also for guests from neighbouring cities and countries. Here, you can find local produce. Latgale farmers sell fresh vegetables and fruit. Beekeepers offer eco-honey and honey produce. Meat processors sell delicious smokes, but dairy producers offer a vast assortment of cheeses. Daugavpils Market Complex is a place not only for shopping, but also for entertainment. Here, you can find the Silver Screen Cinema, a restaurant, bowling rooms, kids' playroom, and other amusements. Not far from the market, you can see the Curiosity Center Zino. It's a great offer for families with children. Here, every little adventurer will find an exhibit furthering interest to explore the world around. Unusual experiments, technical devices, puzzles and interactive stands will draw attention of every kid. During the ride, you can watch the historical centre of Daugavpils through the tram windows. The first name of Daugavpils was Dinneberg. Despite the fact that the name of Dinneberg was for the first time mentioned in records in 1275, the city has no medieval buildings. The city structure started to form in the late 19th century. You can enjoy the that-time architecture styles while walking down Riga's and Gymnasia streets. The witnesses of that past are not only buildings, but also parks. Next to the Unity Square, you can see Dubrovin Park, a place very popular among locals. The park is named after the head of Dinneberg city, Pavel Dubrovins. He led the social, cultural and political life of the city since 1876, and it was during his rule that a swampy piece of city land was turned into a beautiful park. During the spring florescence, the park becomes the most spectacular place in Daugavpils due to a chestnut tree lane and the big fountain. The oaks that were probably planted by Dubrovin himself are still growing in the park. By the way, today you can still meet him in the park walking his dog. He is eternalized in a bronze sculpture near the fountain.